This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration is cozying up to another right-wing dictator, General Pinochet in Chile. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, repression and violations of human rights are increasing in Chile, and the prospects for a return to democracy are receding. In a particularly savage incident earlier this month, Chilean soldiers ran amok, attacking two teenagers engaged in a peaceful anti-government protest, set them on fire, and dumped them in a ditch. One of them, a former student from Washington, D.C., died of his burns. Meanwhile, General Pinochet has announced that he intends to continue as dictator far into the 1990s. Yet the United States continues to subsidize this brutal regime. We agreed to $700 million in international loans last year. Another $1 billion in loans are pending this year. Isn't it time to blow the whistle on these subsidies for repression, Bob, and stop using our dollars to prop up the cruel dictatorship in Chile?
Ted, you know better. The Reagan administration has condemned the human rights record of the Pinochet regime, and it is just as concerned as you are about the reports of brutality and murder. Ted, you failed to tell the true story of the administration decisions on those loans, that we supported the loans only because, at that time, the Chilean government had just lifted its state of emergency, liberalizing the political system. But this new crackdown on human rights will no doubt return us to the earlier policy of the Reagan administration, opposing loans except those for clear humanitarian purposes. Ted, when people die trying to achieve their human rights, it imposes a responsibility on all of us, a responsibility not to use the tragedy for political ends. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted's playing the sore loser again in his battle against the freedom fighters. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.